Sometimes when one reads passages like this, it can get pretty intense, because then we start going, oh God, oh no, am I ever going to get this right? Well, I've got happy news for you. You won't. That's why we have a merciful Savior. We will never truly be perfect in this world. And one of the most important things about being a Christian is actually just accepting it. We have to strive for a greater perfection. Jesus says in the same gospel, very close to this particular period actually, he says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." There can be no moral, spiritual, intellectual, social slouches of any kind in Christian life. But to those much has been given, then much is expected. So if we've been given many talents or skills or whatever, or natural graces, then it's our obligation, not option, obligation to develop them, strengthen them, and not for ourselves, but for other people. And one of the ways in which this becomes harder and harder for our culture to appreciate is actually the area in which St. Ephrem was the master, at least in his own period. He was a famous hymn writer and theologian, and he had the ability to obviously take a very dense theological understanding, be able to put it into a hymn, and then people all around Syria would be singing these hymns. And the hagiographies, the study of the saints, they'll describe Ephrem as the first saint writer, but it's not the hymn saint writer, hymn writer, but it's not quite true. He was the one who adapted the Jewish practice of hymn writing to the Syriac culture. It takes a long time to be able to appropriate songs and hymns, because we live in a culture where a band comes out with a new album every few years, and then you're obligated to buy it, and everyone pretends to care, and then 2 years later, everyone's forgot that song. In a culture like Ephrem's, and maybe in some of the cultures in which we grew up, there are cultural songs that you grow up singing generation from generation to generation. One of the ways in which I encountered this in the most beautifully profound way was when I went to Mexico and I saw how Mexican ladies lost their minds when they sung Mañanitas. It's this birthday song that is associated with the birthday and also with Our Lady. And if you want to make a Mexican mother cry, you sing that song. They just go nuts. Because it almost becomes a part of the body. It almost has a physical reaction. And if you sing certain cultural songs like Ukrainian ditties or whatever, they, for some reason, they make you feel at home. And we've almost entirely lost it in our culture. Almost entirely lost it. And I, again, saw how funny this was when the St. Vincent de Paul had their luncheon. And at the very end, there was a sing-along, and they were all singing these songs, and I didn't know any of them. It was just opaque to me. I grew up in the generation of the albums and everything, so I knew that this phenomenon existed, and I was beyond it. So what Ephrem would do is he would take melodies that were very common to the Syriac cultures, take the text out. He would sometimes readjust some of the expressions, but he would take the text and then Christianize the text and keep the melody so that, in a sense, the beating heart of the song still remained for the people, but they could have, in a sense, their hymns understood. Now, the Jewish people had the same thing. They had the Psalms, and if you go through the New Testament very regularly, there are certain times when the tone of the writing of the Bible shifts. It's because the scripture writer is actually putting hymns that would be sung during the liturgy inside the text of the scripture. Classic examples would be Paul's, "Even though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God as something to be exploited. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born of human likeness," that it goes on and on and on and on and on. That's a Christian hymn that Paul puts in his letter to remind people of what they already know. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That famous ditty? Johannine hymn. That ancient Christian community sang it all the time, which is why, of course, in the old Mass, the Latin Mass, they would say it at every Mass. Because it was a hymn that was integrated with the whole celebration of the Eucharist. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. The hymn of Mary sung in the Nativity, on the Visitation. Again, ancient Christian hymn inserted into the Scriptures, a part of the Scriptures, but then also calling people back to what they already know. Hymns and art have an amazing ability to get inside the soul and to lift it up. Which is also why, when we're not careful about what we watch or what we listen to, sometimes without realizing it, we start importing a philosophy in our heart and mind that is completely incompatible with Christianity. One of my favorite horrible lines is one that everyone seemed to love from a movie called A Love Story. I think that's what the movie's called. Love means never having to say you're sorry. And that penetrated the social consciousness. And as far as I'm concerned, that's blasphemy. Love means always wanting to say I'm sorry because we know we're unworthy of the person we love. And yet, when that thing gets in there, it's hard to get it out. It's really, really hard to get it out. When I meet Christians that tell me that they believe that marriage is unto death, that it's total self-giving, yada, 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 and then the small moment happens when they're discontented or their spouse gets sick and they can, in a clear conscience, walk out. Very often, I suspect, I don't know, I'm not the judge of the living and the dead, but I see it often enough to be pretty convinced that they've been bought out by fake romance novels and movies that make this kind of behavior acceptable. So what music and art are always meant to do is to broaden the horizon of the human mind beyond what we think is possible to encourage us to something much more beautiful. If art is corrupted, then we very often just want to wallow in our own present situation. But when the music and the art of our culture and of our church is truly in accord with who Christ is, then it does inspire us to not only want to see a more beautiful community, a more beautiful church filled with art, etc., etc., but we also want our own hearts to reflect the beauty that we see. That we know that buildings and statues and art and things are all a pale imitation to the majesty that God is working in each and every one of the baptized. He's making you not into a simple statue, not into a painting, but a living icon of his Son. So when you wonder why Jesus is just so inconsolably demanding, is he sees beauty in you that you don't even see. He sees something amazing that this world has limited us to be able to appreciate. Yeah, when we look at this, don't be angry, what he's referring to is don't act on the anger, right? Jesus is angry a few times himself. He's referring to do not act on the anger. When we look at what Jesus is saying, very often our heart is lifted up even if we don't think we're capable of doing it. And we often want to give up when we don't think that we can do it. So we settle. We should never settle in our Christian life. We should be able to not only not kill people with violence, we should definitely not kill them with violence. These words, these things that can come out of our mouth, can heal the brokenhearted. Like I mentioned on Sunday, death is terminal. But if you can give somebody a consoling word, they can even face death. If you can sing the praises of God, maybe 1,700 years later, you might have left a legacy of faith for those who have come after you. And so through the intercession of Saint Ephrem, let's not only write beautiful hymns, but let our very language, the very way we talk, the very way we work and act, be a hymn that glorifies God in heaven.